What's up, listeners? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the In the End Zone podcast. Just a quick heads up before we jump right into it. Be sure to follow us on our Patreon. For less than a cup of coffee in a month, $3, you get exclusive content. You get access to behind-the-scenes stuff, footage before it's even out on YouTube. So yeah, check that out. Help support us. It helps us get better gear, better quality content. So it goes directly to improving the quality. So thanks for watching this and enjoy the rest of the episode. Peace.
Happy Halloween. Hallows Eve.
Happy Halloween. How we doing?
Keith, good, man. How you doing, man? If you're watching this right now, I'm probably hungover on candy. So life's good right now. Life's good right now, man. I probably got six Reese's peanut butter cups. What do you mean?
That doesn't make sense. It drops on Thursday. Halloween's on Thursday.
You don't think I'm doing All Hallows Eve, dude? Eve, man? I'm celebrating Wednesday night at midnight, man.
Are you pre-gaming Halloween with candy?
Hey, man. You get a couple sacks of Swedish fish and Reese's peanut butter cups.
No, Anthony. Don't finish that.
No, to be fair.
No.
Just wait. To be fair.
No.
Zach and I have been pre-gaming Halloween this entire month. We've been just eating candy every single night, nonstop.
Okay, but
to be fair,
you know what you're doing with that.
I know what you're doing with that.
Anyways, Keaton, how's your week been?
Week's been good. Week's been good. Nothing to complain about. You know, it's just been a good week overall. So cannot complain.
Good. Yeah. Good. Anthony?
Ant?
I'm back. Hello, guys. Sorry I missed last
week. Hey, welcome back.
How was it last week?
It was great. It was great. You know, had an interview with a company, you know, met a lot of good guys, learned a lot. It was a good time. You know, just good. Out here, learned about serial arsonists. You know, it was a good time.
Yeah, go into that a little bit.
Yeah, you know.
Anything fun?
Woman.
Hawaii.
Yeah, you know. Oh, yeah. So I learned about the Maui fires, which was very interesting. So it's pretty interesting to know that, like, I definitely know more than what the average person would normally know from media and everything like that. Since we got the full scoop of everything that went down, timestamps of everything, very traumatic. Sucks that, you know, that happened to everyone at Maui, all of Maui too, not just Lahaina. But yeah, but it was really cool, really interesting. Met a lot, saw some guys that I met before, met some new guys. It was a good time. Like I said, I had an interview while I was there too, so that was pretty cool. And yeah, that's about it. As you can see, I'm not wearing a costume. I don't have a costume.
Yes, you are.
We want to.
You're the
I'm
goat.
I'm Tom Brady. I'm the goat. I'm the goat.
You are the goat.
I now broadcast for Fox Sports.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what you are. A broadcaster.
Yes. I'm a broadcaster.
Yes, brother.
What are we doing?
Yes, brother.
Yes, brother.
Yes, brother.
Anyways. But yeah, no. Good.
That's good.
How
though,
are
man.
You, Zach?
I'm good. I've had a very good week. We had a really fun weekend with Diego. Diego, if you're watching this, I hope that you're feeling better because, man, oh, man, was that man drunk.
Man down.
That was one of the most drunk I've ever seen one of the homies. And when I say ever, we've been homies since high school, so. It has been almost 10 years now, and that was up there. I mean, that was incredible. Maybe we can show it, but maybe not, just because Diego does have a life, and we don't want to roast him too bad. But, yeah, dude, that was incredible. And then other than that, work's been really good. I'm just ready to talk some ball. The Niners actually fucking won. I wasn't depressed on a Sunday. We beat the Cowboys. So that was nice. Fantasy still sucks, but we're going to live and learn, and Invisible Man is back, so we are going to run the intro.
Let's do it.
Green 18. Red 48. Settle down. Wide 80. Sit hut.
We suck. We suck. Get rid of Belichick. Get rid of Mac Jones. Get rid of our entire fucking receiving core.
You guys are 2-8.
That's what I thought.
2-7, 2-8. It doesn't matter. We still suck.
Yeah. So Seahawks played the Ravens. Final score was 28-25. Geno Smith, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions.
He's a fuck,
anyway,
dude. He's
not
a
really much to write home about that game. Just
right.
This is a
I don't think Jared Goff is a top 5 quarterback in the NFC.
Wait, are you putting Justin Herbert over Jared Goff?
Yes. Yes.
It was like an interview for like a new podcast company. Called Brazzers. I mean, you could see I'm literally in the I'm in the headquarters right now, dude.
Oh man, that shit never fails to make me laugh.
Great video.
Suck. Patriots still suck.
Yes, they do. Unfortunately, yes, they do. Our teams are not that much better, but we're gonna get into Week 8, fellas.
How do we? Ant, you're the old. Oh, never mind. Never mind.
No, this was the first week since Week 1 where we've had a win together and could celebrate a win together. So Anthony and I had a bit of a handshake. Keaton, you cannot say the same, but we'll get into that. So starting on Thursday night, we saw the biggest upset of probably the week with the Rams beating the Vikings 30-20. Puka makes such a difference in that team, as well as their wide receivers and them being healthy with Cooper Kupp too. Crazy game. Going into Sunday morning, we had a close one with the Packers and Jags, 30-27, kind of surprising. And then we went into the Cardinals versus Dolphins. They won 28-27 in what felt like kind of a boring game. The Jets and Pats then played, and the Pats won 25-22. Anthony will be talking about that later. Kind of surprising, kind of not. The Ravens and Browns played, and maybe this was the biggest upset because the Browns beat them 29-24, and we will be talking about that later as well. The Eagles destroyed the Bengals, who look horrible, and it's probably the worst take that I've had all year with them beating them 37-17. The Texans beat the Colts in division rival 23-20. The Titans then just got blown the fuck out of the water by the Lions 52-14. Holy moly, does that team look good. The Falcons beat the Bucs in another divisional rival, which was very competitive as well, 31-26. Great game that was. The Chargers and the Saints then played 26-8, kind of a boring game, but we'll talk about that later. The Bills then blew the fuck out of the Seahawks, and Pete and I have a video to show you later as well, 31-10. Not a great showing by the Seattle Seahawks. The Bears then lost to the Commanders 18-15, which was a very entertaining game at the end, but not throughout the whole game. Kind of a defensive one. The Chiefs then played the Raiders. Shocking. The Chiefs won 27-20. The Broncos beat the Panthers 28-14. And then we got into Sunday Night Football. Like I said earlier, I was not depressed. The 49ers won 30-24 in a way closer game than it should have been. And then Monday Night Football, we kind of had a boring game. Didn't really watch much of it, but the Steelers won 26-18. So like I said, we have some games that we're going to really dive into. And that first one is that Thursday Night Football game. Fellas, do we think the Rams can actually win the NFC West now that they're healthy?
I don't think so, personally. I don't know. Either. I don't know. The division's up for grabs. The Falcons are technically in first place. So
that's what. Wait, what? Cardinals. Cardinals.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say Falcons? Other bird team. Other bird. Red.
Other bird.
So here's my take on that. Right now, the Rams are 3-4. All the other teams in the NFC West are 4-4. I think if the Rams stay healthy and they do not get rid of Cooper Kupp, and they have Cooper Kupp and Puka, and they stay healthy, I honestly think they can.
I agree. Especially in an NFC West that is injury-riddled and just not full of a lot of really great teams, just kind of mediocre teams. Shout out to the Cardinals, man. What a fucking win that was. I mean, the Dolphins are not great, but they are winning the games they're supposed to. So it's going to be very competitive. And the one thing that I will say is I don't think that they can win it because of their defense. That's the only reason I think. But that offense, when it's firing, makes that defense better. It clearly does. Like, we just saw that. Yeah, moving on. Going into Ant's game of the year, maybe. Jets versus Pats. Was Robert Saleh really the issue, fellas? And before we answer that, Anthony, just give us a little preview of how you felt.
I'm so happy, boys. We won more than one game this year.
You did predict four wins.
I did predict four. You know what's great?
You're halfway there.
We're winning the Super Bowl. We're winning the Super Bowl. I've seen enough. We're there. No, we're not.
2-6.
We're horrible. We are absolutely
2-6, 2-7.
Real quick, I just want to point out.
Doesn't matter.
Matter.
It doesn't matter. I do want to point out, it sucks. Drake May is out due to a concussion, I believe it was. And he was taken out, second quarter, I believe it was. Yep. I can't even remember off the top of my head. But Jacoby Brissett played fine, I guess. You know, we won the game. I'm happy for it. Really, really excited, though. It was a moment that I was like, yes, like, this is good. Yeah. This is good. Like, I needed that. I needed that win so bad, boys. So bad.
Yeah. Anthony looks at me, he goes, are we actually going to win this? I'm like, dude, there's a possibility. They won. He literally always jumped out of Rosita, which is his seat, by the way, his chair, Rosita. He named it. Jumped out of Rosita. He's like, ah! Like, dap me up. I dapped him up. That shit was crazy. Moving on to like what I said, maybe was the most surprising game of the week, the Ravens versus the Browns. Was it really just Deshaun? Was it? Because that Browns defense and offense looked different. It wasn't just the offense. That whole team looked different.
So I did see a stat, and there was a stat saying that Deshaun Watson is the only quarterback on the Browns besides Joe Flacco when he was on there. And why am I blanking on the name right now? Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston and Joe Flacco are the only two quarterbacks in recent years for the Browns that have thrown 300 passing yards.
Yeah. I mean, Jameis Winston went in and fucking played very well. Although I will say the Ravens dropped three picks.
Fair. Kyle Hamilton had a wide open one.
Yeah.
Also, I think a lot of people are forgetting that this was the first week in which Kevin Stefanski, who, you know, has been kind of on the hot seat because he hasn't really produced anything other than Joe Flacco. He passed the offensive play calling to Ken Dorsey, their offensive coordinator.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And that was, think that was most importantly, the biggest impact of this whole game. I mean, you know, there's not really going to show stats to see like what Ken Dorsey was able to do different, but what is statistically proven is that that offense looked way better against one of the best defenses in the league. Great win for them. I think it was Deshaun Watson. I think Kevin Stefanski's a terrible coach.
I agree. Which is crazy because didn't he win it last year or 2 years ago?
I think he won coach of the year like 2 years ago. One point?
Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago. Yeah, shit's crazy, but I don't know. That was one of the most surprising games, at least to me. I wasn't expecting.
Oh, he won coach of the year in 2020 and 23.
Yeah, that's right. 2023, so 2 years ago. moving on to a game that I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. We had two rookies face up and probably the number one candidate for rookie of the year, and Caleb was rising, but he did not play well. He had a 41.7 completion percentage, 131 yards, zero touchdowns, zero interceptions, a rating of 59.5, which is his second worst outing of the year. Jaden Daniels didn't play the greatest either, but his stats looked a little bit better. 55.3 completion percentage, 326 yards, zero interceptions, and a 92.7 rating. However, he had one touchdown, and I don't know if we have the video up, but that was the craziest Hail Mary I've ever seen. And like I said, I have never seen anything like it. Two rookies facing off. One plays well enough to drive his team down, gets the field goal to win, and they throw up a bomb. And we'll show this video later. We'll show the video later of
stay tuned.
I'm not gonna say who yet, but of a guy that was a bum. But man, incredible. I don't know if you guys have anything to say. That was one of the craziest passes I've ever seen. And the way that it ended too, just tipping right to the guy. Again, we'll show it, but it really was insane. It really was.
Was that more crazy than the Hail Mary that Aaron Rodgers made when it tipped?
That's what I'm saying.
What was more crazy though? Like,
I'm gonna say the Commanders.
I was gonna say because some people may say Aaron Rodgers, but was it really better or was it more impressive or is it because it's nostalgic and it's because it's Aaron Rodgers when he was on the Packers?
I think because it was rookie versus rookie, the rookie that had not played well enough to win, drove it down. Then Jaden Daniels throws it 70 yards. In the air. Anything like that we have never seen from a rookie before.
That is fair.
You know what I'm saying? And I will say the one thing too that I think makes it better was it's with the Commanders. The Commanders have been ass. And I saw multiple posts of guys walking out with brand new Jaden Daniels tag jerseys. So yes, I think it was better. We've never seen anything like it with a rookie. It was fucking incredible.
I agree.
And then really the last one that we're going to get really into, we'll talk about a couple more, but the Saints versus Chargers, Keaton.
Yeah. Look, I know you guys don't really want to talk about this, but I think this is,
it makes sense too.
It's a talking point and it's not because the Chargers are playing decent football, right? It's a talking point because at the beginning of the year, we're talking about the Saints who were 2-0, like, oh man, is this the team that's going to do it? The hottest offense in all of football. The defense is lights out. They're stopping everybody possible. And now we're looking at it. They're 2-6. They've lost six straight games. And the reason I'm talking about this isn't so much that they put up 8 points with a backup quarterback to the Chargers, who scored 26 and actually had to bench Spencer Rattler. The main reason I'm talking about this is because they're in cap space hell. And I think the question now remains, should they just blow it up and rebuild? And the reason I ask that is because in 2025, if you guys didn't know, their cap space next year is negative $72 million. Yep. Yep. They will be dead last in the league by far. And you want to know what their one of their highest paid players is next year? Michael Thomas.
Dude, still.
They're still paying Michael Thomas almost $10 million a year. Jameis Winston at $7 million.
Two guys that aren't even on their team.
Aren't even on the team
Jameis
anymore.
Jameis Winston on the fucking Browns. Holy
so,
shit.
They
sign Alvin Kamara, which, hey, I don't think is a bad signing, but when you're a negative cap space, it's not looking too hot.
They've got $16 million in dead cap, i.e. paying players that aren't even on the roster anymore. So I think it's time that they blow it up.
As well.
You know, I think it's like seventh in the NFL, but still, I mean, that's next year, whatever. I think it's over. I think New Orleans has to fully rebuild, but yeah, bad game for them, man. He went out like bitches.
Yeah. Oh. Just not good. Well, we have three games that we're going to kind of talk about. The Chiefs versus Raiders, that was kind of a competitive game. And again, the Chiefs did what they've done all year. They just wear you down and eventually they fucking kick your ass. But I will say, and dude, we've been saying this for a while now, Patrick Mahomes, yet again, I don't know, man. I don't know. They're winning games, but for him to be the fucking MVP front runner, I think is a little crazy. 71.1 completion percentage, which was one of the highest he's had all year. 262 yards, two touchdowns, a horrible interception that almost lost them the game, but their defense is good enough to win it. And then a 96.6 rating. So again, they're doing the same thing over and over again.
Can I just read out his ranking? Passer rating, he ranks as the 23rd best quarterback behind Aaron Rodgers, Geno Smith, all those quarterbacks. He has thrown 9 interceptions, in which he's tied with Baker Mayfield and Jordan Love. And he's only thrown 8 touchdown passes this year, meaning he has one more interception than he does touchdown passes, putting him also at, let's see. He's 7th in QBR. But he's really doing nothing with nobody. So pretty crazy that we're almost halfway through the year and Mahomes has more interceptions than touchdowns. When have we ever seen that? But they're 7-0,
man.
Hey, that's a cupcake division.
Interceptions and they have wins. That's
really bad.
How many touchdowns does Mahomes have?
8.
He barely has 4 fucking touchdowns and wins.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie, man. Drake May, man, he's already almost there. The same amount of touchdowns as Patrick Mahomes. Might as well give Drake May the MVP.
Guy.
Come on now,
this fucking guy.
Patrick Mahomes should not be MVP. Sorry, no.
No way.
Not even the best quarterback.
Going into the next game, Cowboys versus 49ers. Like I said, I'm pretty happy. Although I will say, the third quarter was the best quarter we played all year. Not even a doubt. The fourth might have been the second worst. For them to come back like that, I thought was just fucking horrible. And again, look, I'm going to fucking put my screen back onto the actual video itself and say this to everyone. Dak will never win a big game. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Dude is just a stat fucking patter and does not fucking win when it matters. We saw in the first half, he threw 2 horrible interceptions. Should have been a third one, but Fred Warner tipped it. And Lenore should have had his second one. And that was in the game-winning fucking drive. Game-winning drive, you go 4-out, 4-10, you don't get shit. Dak will never win anything. He's fucking ass. This team still is not good. Was not an impressive win to me, but the Cowboys, they're just not that good. So we got away with one. We need to get healthy for this bye. I'm hoping we can. Anthony, Keaton, anything else? Sorry, I just need to explode.
You're good.
I have one quick thing about that. I cannot believe y'all allowed CeeDee Lamb to be wide open for 2 touchdowns.
Twice. The second year safety ran into our rookie cornerback. So that's Jair Brown running into Ronaldo Green. And then that was the first one. The second one was wide open and fucking prevent. don't know what they were doing. It was blasphemous. But that's what I'm saying. Not a great win. I think it was a good win, not a great win. Yeah, but moving on to the last one that we kind of want to talk about, Giants versus Steelers. Again, the Steelers kind of feel like they're one of the better teams in the AFC, and we'll probably talk about this later with our power rankings. I thought it was a good win against the Giants. It was boring. I don't really have anything much to say other than that offense looks like it's opened up a little bit with Russell Wilson. And look, they're dangerous. They're dangerous. They're first in that
dangerous
reason. All right.
They're dangerous. Danger Russell Wilson, okay?
Yeah.
Put some respect on the name.
Unlimited.
Unlimited deep balls. Unlimited deep balls. One thing I will take away from this game, I think I think the Giants are just a shell of their former selves. I don't know the last time they've been competitive since Eli Manning. That doesn't matter. I think what's crazy to watch is the development of George Pickens under a Russell Wilson-led team. And I think that's the biggest difference I'm seeing between Justin Fields and Russell Wilson is the development of George Pickens, because he is fucking balling week in, week out since Russell Wilson has been there. And he almost had a touchdown last night if he gets that foot down. I doubt that'll ever happen again. So great game.
I'll say this. I mean, George Pickens going into the NFL was probably, if not the number one deep ball threat, number two going into that draft. He is one of, and it's not even one of, he is probably the best deep ball catcher in the league. Him and T. Higgins.
Oh, yeah.
You throw it up to him, he comes down with it. So it makes sense with Russell Wilson and his moon balls that he's doing well. But, yeah, I mean, you look at his stats, it's pretty clear that he is thriving with Russell Wilson, which is good for them. Yeah, but moving on to some of the news that we've had, and one of the bigger pieces that we've seen in the last day has been Diontae Johnson. He was actually traded to the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens will send a fifth rounder, and the Panthers will send Johnson and a sixth round pick. I'm not going to lie. This doesn't really move me. I like Diontae Johnson, but he just kind of reminds me of guys they already have there. I don't really know exactly if he fits that system. He just kind of reminds me, again, of two of the guys that they already have there. He's kind of a burner. He beats man. They don't really have a guy that goes up and gets the ball, which kind of seems like what they need. And realistically, they just need to stop fucking choking games and find their identity of running the ball and letting fucking Lamar do his thing, because it seems like they are not finishing some games that they should be. But that's a talking point for another time. Diontae Johnson trade to the Baltimore Ravens. What do you guys
think? We'll see how that trade pans out.
A big difference? Does it
make
a difference?
Yeah, I don't think it makes a difference in terms of the wins. But look, I mean, we're talking about Lamar Jackson. He's probably the MVP front. Well, he is the MVP front runner, in my opinion, now.
Him and Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, man. Put Geno on that list. no, but I mean this with sincerity. I think they didn't get worse with this trade. And I think if you're a Ravens fan, that is the best case scenario, is the fact that they didn't get worse with this. You can only get better. So
I'm going to share my screen real quick and just show their depth chart. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that and tell them now.
Okay, so just don't let it happen again, please.
Look at this, man. Like, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. Rashad Bateman and Zay Flowers are both the exact same prototype as Diontae Johnson.
I like Nelson Aguilar in that offense, though. He's been good.
Okay. He has been awful, but look, I mean, it doesn't really make sense. You have three wide receivers. He's dropped multiple passes. Wide receivers that, again, are the same build, same type of wide receiver. I don't like it. Mark Andrews is starting to fucking actually do decent, which is cool to see that he's been, you know, back a little bit. But I don't know. I guess it just doesn't really make a lot of sense to me, and it seems like you guys kind of agree. But, yeah, we can move on. One of the other big pieces that we've seen is Stephon Diggs. And I actually want to read it based off of what I saw in this article, because I think it broke it down pretty well. So Diggs tore his ACL on a non-contact play in a Houston's 23-20 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. With 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter, quarterback C.J. Stroud completed a 4-yard pass to running back Joe Mixon. But during the play, Diggs cut inside on a route and grabbed his right knee, then sat on the turf. Look, man, I'm not going to say that, you know, sometimes these wide receivers that talk too much get injured. And like we said, get what they deserve, but it seems like these divas, sometimes they get what's coming. Let's just say that. And I'm not going to say I'm you know, wishing or thinking that, you know, these things should happen to Diggs or Brandon Ayuk. But sometimes when you're a baby, things happen. Things happen. And Stephon Diggs is known as the biggest diva in the NFL. He's made it pretty known that he is a diva. And, you know, he tore his shit. I'm not saying it's a good thing, not a bad thing. I'm just saying karma sometimes.
You're happy as a clam. You're happy as a clam.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, again, hey, like I said, I like Stephon Diggs and Brandon Ayuk. I'll say that. Yeah. But I'm going to say, mm-hmm. you know, it's a little bit ironic. The two biggest divas got their shit torn. So,
hold on. Could we get some clarification here? Did you say that he tore his ACL, but he was grabbing his knee?
Okay. Yes.
Isn't his ACL, that's the acronym for Achilles, right? So it was, he tore his maybe I'm a little confused here.
One of the worst times ever when you said that.
Yeah, that's a deep cut. That's a deep cut. That's an inside joke. I know that there's a difference between Achilles and an ACL.
But he didn't about 3 years ago. So
Nope.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to say again. I don't want to be that guy that's like, hey, you're just wishing on guys' downfalls. But sometimes when you're a diva and a bitch, things happen to you, man. Things happen to you. And happened to Stephon. You know? And look, we've seen this multiple times. It's typically the non-contact shit with wide receivers. He goes down. That's a huge, huge loss for the, for the Houston Texans. Moving into kind of the next piece that we saw, and again, this was in the same game. This was incredible, incredible. Anthony Richardson actually sat his ass down by himself, was not injured, never seen anything like it, So, Anthony Richardson, look, if you're too tired, man, the bench is open, seriously, for you. And it will be open because it was announced today that the Colts are benching Anthony Richardson for Joe Flacco this upcoming week. Quoted, tired, I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there I did. So I just told Shane I needed a break right there. Anthony Richardson, in the middle of a game where you are competitive, you are almost beating the Texans. Just incredible. A second-year fucking guy, and you just lost all the respect in your franchise. All of it. All of it. You said you are fucking tired, and you benched yourself. I've never seen anything like this. Ever. Ever, fellas. What do you think?
I'm going to say this one thing, and I'll defer to Anthony. He's going to be riding that bench like a porn star.
Oh, I'm just, yeah. No,
I'm going to be honest, man.
I think that this is your job. You are getting paid millions and millions, and you're getting paid millions of dollars to play a sport. Yes, you're starting quarterback. Yes, you're a running quarterback. You're Michael Vick. You're a Lamar Jackson. This is how you, this is your play style. You run the ball and you fucking throw the ball. That's what you're going to be doing. Guess what, bud? You're going to get tired, but run the damn ball, throw the ball, do your job. Play the freaking sport. Like, it's I'm not sorry, just I've never even heard of that. Heard of this, though.
It's
like,
not just that. Too. But he's a first-round pick with the fourth overall pick, and he's only 22 years old, and he's already getting exhausted. I get it. He's only played a couple of games, but that's inexcusable.
No.
Joe Flacco was like in his fucking 40s, man.
Yes. Let's see.
What's Joe Flacco? Jamie, can we pull that up?
Joe Flacco is 39 years old. 39 years old. Born January 16th, 1985.
Play Flacco. LeBron Flacco, man. That's what he is. I mean,
I was laughing like a mofo in the fucking bathroom. That is crazy, though, dude. Like, and to be honest with you, it's not even a physical thing that I'm worried about. That is all mental. All mental. Yeah. Everyone is tired. It's the fucking NFL.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I got exhausted from typing on my keyboard too much today.
You know, I think we're actually going to have to end it, so.
Yeah.
Guys, I need a break. I need a break, guys.
It's 9. It's 9 p.m. Let's take a 2-month hiatus.
Yeah,
it's been a pleasure, man.
Insane, man. Just insane. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it, and I don't think we ever will see anything like it again. I hope we don't. Seriously, I really do.
Yeah.
And straight up, it's unacceptable. End of the day, it is. Like, just not okay.
Yeah. I don't know. But moving into our next piece, and I have a little segment for you guys. Like we said, it's Halloween, and I want to give my biggest clown of the year award to Tyreek Stevenson. Let me pull up the fucking video of this dumbass right here.
Congratulations, Bozo.
The Clown of the Year Award.
I mean, it is incredible what just fucking happened. This is the year of never, or the week of never seeing anything like it. Because this is incredible. Am I sharing?
Yeah, yes. You're already sharing.
Look at this.
Can we full screen it? There you go.
If you guys don't know the context behind this, the last play of the game. You have to fucking throw a Hail Mary from the 45. This dumbass, Tyree Stevenson, who's already made multiple fucking horrible plays, penalties. He let up a very long pass to what's his name? Why am I blanking on his name? Wide receiver with the Commanders.
Terry McLaurin.
Terry.
Scary Terry, dude. Halloween.
And then he does this.
He does not know the play's going, by the way. Oh, reacts to it. Oh, no. Time to get involved.
I'll let it run through.
Yeah. I think this is the important part. Just watch number 29. Just watch what he does. Bonk.
All right. I'm going to run it through. So let's just break this down. Like I said, this guy has made multiple mistakes. Clown of the fucking week. The play is snapped, and he's still looking at the crowd taunting. 3 seconds in. The one job you have, you guys have never played football, in this Hail Mary fucking thing, this Hail Mary defense you play, you get on one guy, one fucking offender, and you block him with your life. Watch this. What is Stevenson going to do there? Was he trying to fucking bait Daniels to throwing a Hail Mary? Everyone covers a wide receiver, covers a wide receiver, covers a wide receiver, covers a wide receiver, covers, covers, covers. The one guy that doesn't comes running in. Who fucking tips it? The clown of the fucking week. Right to the guy that he was supposed to be covering.
Man. Look at how greasy I look right now. Holy shit. Clown of the year. Not even of the week. I mean, that is incredible. Incredible stuff.
Brutal. Brutal look, man.
Brutal. And then, Keaton, there's been a couple of times in the past year and a half where you've given my team some shit, so I'm going to give your team some shit. And I'm going to call
the
biggest shacked in a fool moment the NFL has seen this year.
This game didn't count. Well, hold on. Wait. There's two plays we could be referencing here.
We're going to pull this up.
I'm going to bank on the idea. I feel like I know which one this is, but
we're going to pull this up and just watch it. Fourth and goal, 4 minutes and 48 seconds left in the half. And this is what happens.
La, 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 la.
Replay that. Oh my god.
Okay, hold on. Can I say something about this? I need to say one thing about this. Did you watch any of the rest of this game?
Not genuinely. Really, no.
Okay. So the reason I asked what play you're talking about, and I said I think I might know what it is because that Connor Williams is the center who stepped on Geno Smith's foot. Man. That was not his first blunder on the goal line today.
No.
On the previous drive, and I'm going to say this real fast. On the previous drive, we marched all the way down to the field. Geno Smith on the 1 or 2 yard line goes to take the snap in a shotgun formation. Connor Williams snapped it over his head so high, not even Zach Edey on a trampoline could catch that shit. The ball went all the way back to the 40-yard line where Kenneth Walker picked it up, got it to the 30, and they scored a field goal. Now it's 3-7. Okay, not terrible looks. We immediately get an interception on Josh Allen, get it down to the 7, and then that play happens. And, I mean, it was in a span of 5 minutes. He snapped the ball over Geno Smith's head, killed a touchdown possible drive, and then stepped on Geno Smith's foot on 4th-and-1. Worst game, send them to the gulag. If anyone has Twitter, follow me at Keaton Simone. You would see that. You would have saw me rant for like 25 minutes My girlfriend walked into the room, asked if I wanted something for lunch. I said, not right now. That play happened. She was next to me. I slammed on my desk so hard, I thought I broke my monitor. And she immediately walked out, didn't talk to me for the rest of the game. So that's a Shaq's in a fool moment. I have to watch it live.
Ah! Oh, man. I mean, that is fucking phenomenal.
I'm going to play the clip just in post because we're on good time. I'm going to play the clip of Connor Williams snapping the ball over his head. That's going to happen. Please just do. So people can see it.
Please do, man. Oh,
and
man,
I'm adding it in post.
You know what? We're going to get into something that's not too incredible, and that's the head coaches that are on the hot seat. Fellas, do you have like a top five? Are there some guys that we should talk about?
Yeah.
I know that you want to talk about this. I think there's at least maybe 5 to 10.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely a good amount.
I have 6 at the top of my mind, maybe 5. Okay. But
yeah.
Look, I'm going to say, let me just pull up the coaches so I don't say anybody I'm forgetting, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Honestly, personally, I think the main person you're looking at right now, Kevin Stefanski. Now, granted, yep. Kevin Stefanski took his team to a deep playoff run in the divisional round last year, won coach of the year, kind of hard to keep him on the hot seat, whatever. You are also looking at Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy
without question.
Regressed. I think he is the number one coach on the hot seat. And granted, if Jerry Jones wasn't such a slouch, he would already have been fired. So that's like a 1A, 1B situation. Then you kind of keep going down. We're looking at Doug Peterson.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
Doug Peterson. That's my third.
He could be 1C.
He's
not gone.
And then honestly, for me, my biggest frustration right now, the fact that Brian Daboll is still a head coach. And I think I had someone else. Dennis Allen. Thank you so much. Yep. He is by far the worst coach I have ever seen in the NFL in 2024.
I'm not gonna lie. There's one more guy too. And I want to see if you guys can get this.
Let me just look at this list real quick. And
maybe not based off the last couple of weeks, but full picture.
Overall. I don't think you're going to say Shane Steichen. Oh. Are the colors gold or orange and black? Are we talking about Zach Taylor? Are we talking about Zach Taylor?
6A. 6A is still there. Those two.
Dave Canales?
No. I'll just say it. Okay. Maybe this will give it out. Maybe this will give it away. Keaton?
Oh, Nick Sirianni. I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore.
They're on a 3-win.
They're on a heater. They're on a heater.
They're second in their division. They beat Cleveland 20-16, the Giants 28-3, and Cincinnati 37-17. So maybe his career there is still okay.
It's starting to cool down a little bit. You know, they poured a teaspoon of liquid nitrogen onto his seat. You know,
also, now he's got blisters. So I just wanted to mention him. Honestly, that's fair. I couldn't agree any more with you, Keaton. Like, those are the guys I really think that should be gone by the end of the
week. I'm going to make a prediction real quick. Two locks already, Dennis Allen and Mike McCarthy are gone. I would not be shocked if Doug Peterson's gone. I think we're going to see 4 head coaches gone, and I believe that's Brian Daboll. Mm-hmm. I think Brian Dable's gone this year.
Another one, Antonio Pierce.
Yeah.
I think he's still got 1 year.
It's his first year.
Yeah.
Hey, that's
not on the hot seat, but
what was your 3 coaching list for
my main 3?
Yeah, what was your main 3 again?
Dennis Allen, Doug Peterson.
Well, Doug Peterson, Brian Daboll, Dennis Allen, Kevin Stefanski. I feel like Stefanski is kind of on the cooler end because of what they did last year.
Okay.
And it's not his fault with Deshaun Watson, but.
So my question to that is, you said they're going to be gone. They're going to be gone. That's your prediction.
Get them out of there.
So do you think they're going to be gone in the middle of this season towards the playoffs? Or do you think it's going to be after the season's done?
If the Cowboys continue losing in the way that the Cowboys have been losing, I would not be shocked if Mike McCarthy is cut, because I think Jerry Jones at some point is just going to have to admit that he's wrong, and he's just going to get rid of him. You're going to start losing fans, and it's hard for Jerry to admit when Jerry's wrong. Brian Daboll, you're not going to lose him yet. Dennis Allen, you're probably not going to cut him yet. I think
Dennis Allen and Doug Peterson are the two that I could see gone.
Yeah, before the I'll tell you.
Okay.
Ben Johnson.
Yes.
Ben Johnson, you are going to hear that name 1 trillion times next season. He could go like this.
Yeah.
Pick and whatever. Just and slap a bag, and that bag is going to have a team that wants him as their head coach.
So I realistically don't think
it's the Lions' offensive coordinator, by the way.
Yes, who has been balling the fuck out. I don't think there are going to be any coaches that are going to be fired by the end of the year. But afterwards, there definitely will be. And those 5 to 10, I think, will be on the hot seat. But moving on to our next segment, we are going to get into our halfway through the season power rankings. Fellas, I've been really, really excited for this because there are, I think, maybe 14 teams that we could mention in this top 10. So Keaton or Anthony, give me your list, please, and thank you.
Should we pull out the tier maker?
Yeah, sure. Well,
tier list maker. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we can run through our individual list, and then we could do the in the end zone one because
sure. Let's do it. Okay. Ant, do you want to go ahead and get that started, Pookie Bear?
I was gonna say, have Zach start it off. Zach,
all right.
Okay. Away.
All right, fellas. Well, I'm gonna say this. I've had a lot of struggles trying to rank 7 through 10 just because I feel like the first 6 teams I feel like are almost solidified, but I'll get into it. Actually, you know what? No, they're not, because there's a couple of guys that I don't think personally are a great team, and I have them a little bit lower. So I'll get into it. Don't listen to what I just said. Disregard whatever I just said. We're just going to get into it, and whatever you guys think is whatever you think. So I got the Chiefs at number 1. I got the Lions at number 2. The Bills at number 3. I got the Packers at number 4. The Commanders at number 5. The Texans at number 6. The Ravens at number 7. The Steelers at number 8. The Vikings at 9. The Eagles at 10. And then the Broncos and the 49ers in the honorable mention spot. But I will say this. I was going to say the first 6 are locks, but then I saw that I had the Steelers at 8, and I think that you guys could potentially have the Steelers in the top 6. But I hate the Steelers, realistically, when it comes to power rankings, because I just don't think they're that good, and they always choke when it matters, at least in the playoffs. So I have them at 8. I could see that being changed, though, so that's why I said disregard it. I think that's a pretty good list. You guys can tell me differently if you think, and we can make our own.
Okay. Daddy Ant, Zaddy.
So my number 1 take could be controversial. I have the Lions at number 1.
Oh my God, dude. Wow. Meat muncher. Jesus.
Number two, I have the Chiefs. Number 3, I have the Bills. Number 4, I actually have the Commanders. Mm. 5, I have the Ravens.
Mm.
6, I have the Texans. 7, I have the Packers. 8 is the Eagles.
Whoa!
9, I have the Steelers. 10, I have Vikings. Honorable mention, I have the Broncos.
Holy shit! Okay, we're like
that was pretty good
teams, but way different. Like you have some ballsy takes. I like.
I have ballsy takes, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna roll with it.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, look, we're pretty well. We're kind of unanimous in our Zach and I are in our top 5. I've got Motor City in my number 1. I got Kansas City and Arrowhead at number 2. Give me Buffalo at 3. The Green Bay Packers I have sitting at my 4 spot, and the Washington Commanders I have sitting at my 5 spot.
You have the Steelers at 6 though.
You could not have predicted that top 5.
No, I know, I know.
Just pointing that out. Just pointing that out. No one did that. That being said, in my 6th spot, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers.
God.
Maybe a little recency, maybe a little Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited deep balls. And then I'm going to take it a little offbeat, man. My 7th seed, I've got the Eagles. And I say that because I feel like they're truly turning a corner, and that offense since AJ Brown got put back in there has been firing on all cylinders. My 7th spot, I have the Texans. My 8th spot, or I'm sorry, that was my 7th spot. My 8th spot, I have the Texans. My 9th spot, I have the Vikings. And my 10th spot, I have the Ravens.
Shit, okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to say this. I put the Ravens at 10 only because they are sitting with three losses, and they lost to the Cleveland Browns, that. Who are statistically the worst team. Granted, they have a new quarterback, so it's refreshed. But I also don't think the Texans are that good, man. And Zach and I talked about this.
I think the Texans are ass. That's why it was so hard to rank these teams.
I think they're the Vikings. I think they're the Vikings of last year, where it's like they were great. I think maybe it was that last year or the year before where they were great, but their last points year. For versus points against was astronomically bad. And I think the same can be said about Texans. They're going to get blown out by a good NFC or AFC team. So
what's your honorable mention?
No, I agree.
Oh, honorable mention. Honestly, it was hard to find one. I'm going to say the Broncos. I think the Broncos defense is shout out Riley Moss, baby.
So do we want to actually do like our in the end zone one, or are we kind of
let's do it in the end zone. We're on good time, dude.
Hold up. Life is good now. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say the Chiefs still, but if you guys want to say Detroit, I'm not.
Yeah, sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. Fine.
I'm going to say this is because the Lions have played far better competition.
And they've
dominated.
Well, the Chiefs
beat the Raiders by 7 points.
Their schedule, though, has not been easy.
They're
7-0.
Keaton, my take with it too, straight up, I think the Lions are a lot more skilled. They're a lot more skilled team.
Yeah.
They're deeper.
They're deeper. Yes.
Well, we're forgetting one thing, though. They have Jared Goff in the playoffs, so they'll lose.
Yes. Statistically, in 2024 playoffs, he was the best quarterback in those playoffs. I know you're fishing, and you just got a big old great white shark. I think in number three, are we unanimous that we're going the Bills?
Yes. Okay. And I think at number four, we're unanimous too with the Packers, correct?
I'm pretty sure I'm confident. Ant had the Packers in like 8.
I had the Packers in 7, actually. I had them in 7.
Oh, shit.
Who was your four spot? Who's your four bagger?
I'm Commanders in 4.
I feel like we could. I don't know, though.
I'm okay. No, I'm okay with the whole Packers. I like it. Okay. I like it. You know, it's tough. Hey, it's tough to rank right now.
Jordan Love, is the exact same person as Brett Favre.
I don't know why I put IE in there.
Just, you know. Who are we looking for? Washington Commanders. Yeah. Oh, my God. Who had that on their bingo card? Nope. Dan Schneider, you can suck my nut.
No one.
Okay. Nope. Sixth spot. Who are we going with our sixth spot? I know. Come on, guys. Okay.
No, Keaton. Nope. You know. No.
I don't know. And I would like, because if I had it my way, I would take the Steelers and put them on this list. I don't have my way. No. And I can't have my
way. You don't have your way. You don't have your way. And so let's see. I don't know.
Are we going to go Ravens?
The Texans. We have the Ravens. We have the Steelers, the Vikings, and the Eagles. Anthony, who was your sixth ranked team?
You see, I had the Texans, but it's just like what Keaton said, dude. They're not good this year.
I think they're frauds. I think they're fraudulent.
I think the Steelers are frauds.
Okay, but let's split the difference here. We can go Steelers at 8 if we want, or Steelers at 9, but I'm asking that we maybe go
I think Ravens at 6 is not bad.
I think Texans at 7. Ravens got punched in the mouth. They lost that game. It wasn't that the Cleveland Browns won it. The Ravens lost. They had a lot of opportunities to win and take that game over. They didn't capitalize. So now we're looking at our
Eagles
and Vikings, and we can probably put the Broncos already.
We're going to put the Broncos at our honorable mention.
So Eagles and Vikings. Now this is the tough one here, you know.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I still have the Vikings as a better team.
Okay,
but again, I'm not confident with either one of those teams.
I'm not.
I'm gonna be honest with you. If this was the case, I'd have the Steelers in 8. I am more confident in the Steelers than I am the Eagles and the Vikings.
Okay, there we go. Let's do that. Let's do that. Let's put the Eagles fringe 10.
Yes,
I think honestly, that loss against the Rams is probably so damning we don't even know it. Granted, the Vikings' first loss was against the best team in the NFL, and unanimously is decided by us for the most part. You cannot lose against the Rams, and the Rams are going to do that. But
I'm
worried about the Vikings, man. This is kind of what we might have called are they too hot to handle, or are they just?
I'm not going to say this, but we did kind of call it. We did. We did.
We kind of know ball. This is our second year doing this.
Look, the only thing that I'd say that maybe we could change is the Ravens. But again, who would we put in front of them?
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
6 through 10 is really, really hard to rate. I like
it's
that.
Tough.
I say
it's
we
tough.
Finalize it, stamp it in the end zone, stamped.
Actually, I'm actually a legal notary in the state of Idaho, so you can actually get my notary stamp on this document.
Nice.
I have my own stamp and commission. So this is a legal binding thing now. Stamp.
All right.
For the audio Zach, for the audio listener, do you want to go ahead and read out who we got?
Yep. So we have the Lions at number one. We have the Chiefs at number two. The Bills at number three. The Packers at number four. The Commanders at number five. And I am just giggling reading that.
That's insane. They just keep winning.
The Ravens at six. Houston at seven, who we think are just some bums. We'll just leave it at that. The Steelers at eight, who was probably the hardest team to rank. The Vikings at nine, the Eagles at 10, and then our honorable mention was the Broncos.
Who would have thought the Broncos would still be here, man?
Yeah, man.
Looking at that tier list, by the way, boys, just in general, we can look at one our picks are 1 through 5 right there. No one would have believed us. No one would have believed us in the beginning of this season.
Nope. Not one person.
Yeah. If someone put a bet that the Commanders would win their division at the beginning of the year, I wonder what their payout is.
They are going to win a lot of money if they do. Well,
yeah. Speaking of winning money, why don't you talk about the next thing we got, Zach?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna win money, and realistically, I might be spending some money on some wings because my team, even though I'm 5-3, is probably the second worst team in our division, and I'm not even trying to be that one guy. My team, even though I'm 5-3, is ass. It's just ass cheeks. Again, I did not break 100. Did I break 90 points? That's the real question, because there's been multiple games this year that I have not broke 90 points. And I believe I did this week
93
with 93.94. But my best player was Kate Otten, who I actually picked up the week previously. So shout out to me with that pickup. The most disappointing was Jordan Mason with 1.8 points. I was going to say he was my worst, but he got injured, so I thought most disappointing was kind of more fitting. And then the worst was Jordan Love, a.k.a. Brett Favre, who threw multiple interceptions and had 5.74 fucking fantasy points. So, mind you, and look, I'm going to fucking sound like an idiot saying this. I'm 5-3. My team is not great. I am struggling a lot. And going into week 5, I believe it was, I had a couple of buys. Some of my star players were not playing well, and I had a fuckload of injuries. So I traded Stewie for Jordan Love, Christian Kirk, and Jordan Mason, and I gave him Bijan Robinson. Mind you, Bijan going into that week had not scored more than 11. Bijan now is averaging 23 a game, and Jordan Love, Christian Kirk, and Jordan Mason are all injured. All injured and have not nearly had the points that they had before. So
that's a Houston Texans, Cleveland Browns ass trade right there.
Yep.
You got cooked.
Mm-hmm. I'm cooked.
Well, look, I didn't play well. I showed up. I couldn't play the players when it matters, and I disappointed my fans, and I'm sorry. I put 6-4. I think I'm now 4-4 is what I meant to say. My best player, Kyren Williams. I know Zach at the beginning of the year when I drafted said I would not put Kyren Williams as my first round pick or whatever he said. I don't think he's good. He's been balling. Jonnu Smith, worst player. I mean, I put him up there because I didn't have a choice. DK Metcalf was injured and I had to put a flex player. The problem is that Jonnu Smith had like 24 points last week and then he had 6 in a game that he was wide open in a lot of aspects against the Cardinals.
Yep.
Most disappointing, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I say that mainly because they put up 50 points and Jared Goff only threw like 120 yards because I think he injured himself in some manner.
Special teams went crazy.
And so,
and Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs had a touchdown pass. So, Amon-Ra literally had 2 catches for a touchdown. Oh, whatever it was. Regardless, Amon-Ra only had like 1 touchdown, just a mediocre game for a really good receiver. Anthony Thomas.
Yeah, so team's a little bit in shambles right now because I'm just getting the worst luck possible. You know, lost to Alex with 161 points. Super fun. Best player, Kyler Murray with 22 points. Hey, you know what? He played good. The release of Call of Duty, it's okay. I think we're okay, guys.
Don't jinx it. Don't jinx out. It. Don't do it yet. Yeah, don't do it.
Worst player, DJ Moore with 5 points. Thanks, Caleb, for being a bum. And most disappointing was Saquon Barkley. You know, it sucks. AJ Brown balled out. Like, he was slinging that ball to him and not handing it off too much to Saquon. So that was my week, dude. Not fun.
Brutal.
Mitchell's fucking nuts, man.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to talk about it.
That's epic for him, though. Anyways, yeah. That kind of wraps up fantasy. Again, our teams are just not doing the greatest, so we're hoping that we can, you know, turn this shit around. But going into our last segment, we have our NFL Week 9 predictions.
Wait. You're skipping
some. I'm so sorry. I missed it. Keaton's crazy stat.
Let's get locked. Okay. Look, I've got a double whammy of a stat, and we're talking about my favorite quarterback and the guy I've been high on all year. Totally didn't call it that he was going to suck. Anthony Richardson. And probably the best stat I can say right now is Anthony Richardson now leads the NFL history in most quarterback snaps taken off because he was tired. That's awesome, man. That's awesome, dude. First quarterback in history to just not play because he's exhausted. Hey, congrats, dude. Set in history.
Oh my God.
Set in history.
That was fucking phenomenal.
Set in history.
That was awesome. I was not expecting that at all.
Look, that's not the only piece of history he's setting. Anthony Richardson ranks 222nd in completion rate, 50%, among the 225 QBs with 250-plus dropbacks since the year 2000. On that list includes Jamarcus Russell, Ryan Lindy, Ryan Leaf, Tim Tebow, Mike McMahon. Anthony Richardson sits at 222 in completion percentage with 250 dropbacks. Tim Tebow, Mike McMahon, Akili Smith.
Oh my God.
So good on you, dude. You are killing it in every aspect. You are set to history.
Oh man.
Man, you are going to go down as the biggest bust in NFL history. Sorry, pal. You can't throw.
Just horrible. That was awesome.
Hey, yeah.
Round of applause. Thanks, man. Crazy stat. That really was a crazy stat. Thanks, I loved man. It. But yeah, getting into our week 9 predictions, it looks like we have a couple of good games, which I'm kind of surprised about.
Good week.
Because the last couple of weeks, we have not had the greatest of games, at least scheduled. There have been some good ones that have ended up, but looking at the schedule, we've said that there have been some crappy games. But going to Thursday Night Football, we have the Texans versus the Jets. Fellas, who do we have?
Anthony?
And Texans. Yeah.
Yeah, that's unanimous.
Yep.
Give me the Texans.
All right. Well, moving into Sunday morning, we have the Saints at Panthers.
Oh, my God.
And I have the Texans as well for that.
Yeah. Game. I'm actually going to take the Panthers in this one.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Why not? Ant?
Dude, Saints because Bryce Young's starting, I think. And
no, he got benched, I think, right?
No, he's playing again. He's gonna play again. They're gonna let him play. Yes.
I think I'm gonna go with the Saints on this one because the Saints, when Bryce Young and they played each other week one, and the Saints absolutely destroyed Bryce Young and the Panthers. So I'm gonna go with the Saints.
That is true. Sure. I'm gonna go with the Saints too, just because I don't really know who's going to win. I'm just gonna flip a coin. So give me the Saints. Man, maybe I was just wrong about this week because we have the Commanders at Giants next. I think that's unanimous as well. Can we move on?
Commanders. Yeah. Yep. Commanders.
Okay. Dolphins at Bills. This one might be unanimous too. Man, maybe I was just looking at some of the real good games, but
yeah, I don't know.
Oh shit, there's some bad ones.
I'm gonna just be out there on a limb, man. I'm gonna take the Dolphins. Why not?
Hey.
Yeah, they're desperate Bills. For a win, man. They're desperate
I'm
for a win.
I'm going to
go with the Bills as well.
Yeah. All right. I could be wrong on that. I could be wrong.
Chargers at Browns.
It's going to be a good game.
I think this will be a good game, too.
Give me the Chargers.
Give me the Browns.
I don't say that a lot, but give me the Chargers.
Pats at Titans. You know what? Fuck it. Give me the
Patriots.
For the third fucking win.
dude,
for a third win.
You please. Pick them. You pick them almost every week, Zach. Just gonna point that out.
Some of the Bengals.
Dude, the you pick them so much.
Please, Patriots, do this.
Pick the Bengals.
Give me the Patriots. Please, we can beat the freaking Titans. Please, get us the third
freaking
win.
Titans.
Hey, right. Four. Oh, we need four. The prediction. We need four. Give us the third. Patriots.
Keaton, who do you have? The Titans or the Pats?
I've got the Patriots. I think we're all unanimous.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, baby. Cowboys at Falcons. The Cowboys are coming off a bye week and a fucking brutal loss to the 49ers. Give me
They're not coming off a bye week.
The Cowboys?
After
the 49ers game.
Oh, they're going into one. Yeah. Give me the Falcons. Give me the Falcons.
Yep.
Falcons.
Okay. Raiders at Bengals. Both just shit teams. My Super Bowl prediction with the fucking AFC team was the Bengals, and I just regret it every day. Still, give me the Bengals. I'm just going to pull it again. Just like I do with the Patriots every week. Give me the Bengals. Give me the Bengals.
I'm going to take the Raiders. I'm going to take the Raiders. That defense okay. swarms, dude. That defense is real.
And we're starting to move into some of the good games that I saw. Broncos at Ravens. This one,
I'm
not going to lie. If it was not at home, I would have picked the Broncos. But I think the Ravens at home are
Ravens.
I don't know, though.
Broncos sneaky, but give me the Ravens.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Bears at Cards, kind of a boring game. Man, maybe I really just did look at the...
You saw like two games, and you're like, yeah, dude, this is a great week.
Maybe I just fucking looked at the two that are coming up pretty soon here. I was like, this looks like a good week. Yeah.
This could be a banger.
Past week.
Give me
Bears
the
at Cards, though.
Give me the Bears.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bears, too. I think the Cardinals have been playing well, but that defense is just going to be too much, in my opinion.
I'm going to go with the hot take. I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
Nice. Mm. Jags like the Eagles. The Jags, the Eagles.
Come on. Eagles by a lot. They might win by 10.
I'd say max 10.
Hey, Jalen Hurts hasn't had a turnover in three straight games. I'm just saying. Super Bowl champions, it's possible.
Do I do it?
Yes. Come on, dude.
Who did the Jags just lose to again?
Stop being a weenie bobini.
Who did the Jags lose to? Hold on.
They lost by 3 to, I don't know. But you're being a weenie bobini.
They lost to the Packers by 3. 30-27.
Stop it, dude. Stop it.
Give me the Jags. I'm doing it.
Oh, my God.
I'm doing it.
The Packers don't have a true wide receiver. And you're picking wide receiver 1A, 1B.
Take all fucking
year. Nope. Moving those goalposts, Zach. Moving them.
Nah. Actually, I just thought about that. Christian Kirk is injured. I don't believe ETN's playing either. So, give me the Eagles.
Okay. Thank you.
I just wanted to make a little dramatic.
Move those goalposts.
Rams at Seahawks. This was one of the games I saw that looked pretty decent. Rams at Seahawks. I'm going to go with the Seahawks just because they're at home, but I think this game's going to be very competitive. I'm not going to lie. I think it's going to be very, very competitive.
I've got no faith. We have not been able to beat the Rams in a very long time. Give me the Rams. God, I need that bye week so fucking bad. I can't wait. Next Sunday, I don't have to worry about football.
Yeah, give me the Rams as well. Sorry, Keaton.
Yeah. Until, dude, I just picked the Rams. Don't say sorry to me.
I know.
We lost to him like four times out of the last five attempts.
One of the better games, if not the best game at least looking at it, is the Lions at Packers.
Come on.
Who do we have, fellas? Besides, realistically, maybe that Broncos and Ravens game or the next one that's coming up, the Monday Night Football game might be decent. Realistically, this was the game that I looked at and said, this might be a decent week. It's not a decent week. It's pretty fucking bad. And even this game, I'm not going to lie, I think the Lions should be favored by 6.5, and they might win by 10.
They might win by 75 million.
Yep.
That offense runs.
We're going to see Brett Favre throw probably two interceptions, and the Lions are just going to capitalize.
Ryan Branch, have a day. Call it now.
27-10. Yep.
Ryan Branch, have a day.
Yep.
And Lions as well, by the way. Just wanted to everyone hear it.
Colts at Vikings. Is this unanimous, fellas?
No, it is not. I'm going to take the Colts.
I'm going to go the Vikings.
I'm going to go with the Vikings.
Okay.
Bucks at Chiefs. And if this happened 3 weeks ago, I think it would have been a great game. Injuries have fucked the Bucks, and the Chiefs might win by the biggest margin they've beat a team by this year.
Ooh, I don't know yet. That defense is brutal. But I don't know. I would. I think Baker could go for 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
Yeah,
definitely. It's gonna be a close game. This is gonna be a close game. I'm going to take the Bucs.
We might see 4 fucking interceptions in that game, realistically, with the way both these quarterbacks are throwing interceptions.
Two of the top three, they're both tied for first place in interceptions playing each other. Someone's going to throw two. I think the Chiefs lose their undefeated streak in this game.
Really? Oh, my God. That's ballsy. Okay.
Lock it. Yeah. Lock it, Hollywood.
I'm going to continue to pick any team that's going to up against the Chiefs. So I'm going to pick the Bucks. And I honestly do think that this is the week where the Chiefs could lose their undefeated streak.
We've heard this multiple times.
We've also heard the Bengals are going to win every week.
Yeah, I was about to say a trend is a trend.
Hey, my team's doing good. Hey, my team to win it is doing good.
I will say, on Sunday, I will not be depressed because the 49ers don't play. So I get a little bit of bye week mentally for myself. They get a bye week to hopefully get healthy and look good next week. But that is our week 9 preview. And realistically, I misspoke because that is maybe the worst week of the year. There's 2 games I'm looking forward to. But
We say that, and there's always banger games. We just never know. That's football. And that's Dallas.
Well, fellas, happy Halloween. I think that wraps up. Do you guys have anything that you guys want to show? Talk about? Comment? Question?
No, sir. Nothing no, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
Cool. All right, viewers. Happy Halloween. Please like, subscribe, comment, and we'll see y'all next time. Peace.
It's all about the candy with you people.
So here you go.
He's gotten hit throughout the rest of the game, and it's hurting more now.
Comes down to one last play, and it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness! This town is going crazy! It's a madhouse in Lancaster!